Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration is closing several state prisons, including one in Watertown. WRVO's Payne Horning reports.
The New York Department of Corrections says the decision to shut down three state prisons is the culmination of years of progressive criminal justice reforms that have reduced the state's inmate population to its lowest level in 30 years. The move is expected to save taxpayers $89 million annually. But many officials point out that those savings come at a cost of hundreds of jobs, including 400 at the Watertown Correctional Facility. Michael Powers, president of the New York State Correctional Officers and Police Benevolent Association, criticized the decision and especially the timing.
4 days before Christmas, and I have 900 sworn officers of the law, essential employees, that are going to have their whole worlds turned upside down. I mean, we're in the middle of a pandemic, yet his answers are to move inmates into the existing facilities and shutter other ones, creating a whirlwind issue of violence, and not only that, but not proper social distancing.
Cuomo was given the authority to close state prisons in last year's budget, so long as he gives 90 days notice, a power that expires at the end of March 2021. The closure process will begin immediately. Both the state and police unions are vowing to help transfer impacted employees to vacant positions at other correctional facilities. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.